You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, we hope you're having a great Friday. Despite how you might feel about what went down last night, the Falcons select Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall selection. He's going to join us here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking with him. And by the way, as I said, to start the show, great kid. And I hope that Atlanta falls in love with him when it's time for him to do whatever it is, Mike, that he's going to be able to do here and leads us to a lot of victories. But they made it clear last night, for those who missed it, all right, this is Kirk Cousins' team. He's going into camp as the quarterback. They paid him as such. And Michael Penix has said, look, he's been in the league a long time. He said it yesterday. I'm sure he'll say it with us. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn and take it all in. And hopefully that helps us in the long term. 404-726-0929 is our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. The texts continue to fly in. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up this hour. Also, the morning shift had a chance to talk to Kalen DeBoer, who was his coach at Washington.
And was his OC over in Indiana. And obviously got that Washington gig. And certainly a guy that knows a lot about the ins and outs of his game. I think we were all blown away by what we saw against Texas. Certainly the Pac-12 championship, other big games in the Pac-12. He's always had the tremendous accuracy. Just hated that. And I was pulling for Washington. I couldn't root for Michigan in that national championship game.
Yeah.
But they took away a lot of those things and those looks. And again, he will have a chance to watch Kirk Cousins, who's very similar in the style of play as far as pocket passer. And, you know, how is he going to evolve and eventually, you know, get that starting job for the Falcons? Because you only draft this guy that he's going to be under center as your starting quarterback in 3 years. Or maybe sooner.
Maybe sooner. I don't want to put a timetable on it. It's easy to look at a contract and say that's when it's supposed to happen. Did Matt Ryan play out his contract at the end? He didn't.
No. There was a couple years left, and he's out.
And he was gone. Yeah. And circumstances outside of his control, right?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to just say, this is me. Hey, contract is 3 years. Mike, we have contracts.
There's nothing that says
you're going to be there. So no. I don't know if it's going to be 3 years. I get it, though.
But that's why, I mean, the same argument goes to, well, we'll never have a chance again to have a quarterback this good in our sights, you know, picking top 10. Like I said, okay, that's really betting on the come. That's, I heard Andy and Randy say, it's a chesty move, Carl, say it with your chest, because you are anticipating being really good.
Yeah.
But we have a very marginal pass rush. You know, we've got some holes in our secondary. And that's not, you know, sports talk hype. Those are legitimate issues for this team that have to be addressed this weekend.
All right, guys, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. If you are saying, Dukes and Bell, what are they doing? It's simple as this. They like the player. Check that. They love the player. The player was there, and they took him. If you think much more beyond that, I mean, outside of what Mike and I are talking about from the standpoint of the team-building concept and what we do with the rest of this draft, that's as simple as we can put it to you guys. Arthur Blank loves this kid. Terry Fontenot wanted this kid. Our head coach wanted this kid. Everybody that's involved with the process –
So that's it. That's the easiest way to look at this. And I know you're saying, well, that's all great and dandy, but why take him there? Because that's where we were picking. And they couldn't move. They said they tried. They wanted to do deals. None of that stuff happened. So that is as simple as it gets. Now, that doesn't make the evaluation of the pick, Mike, or what it's going to be,
right,
or what, you know, what this is going to look like down the road. But I've had that all day long. What is this? What is it going to be? And that is really the bottom line on this. And I said, you may not like it, but that's how this went down. 404-726-0929. A few weeks ago, and it's all out there now, but, you know, they had a private workout with him, Mike. They had a various workout here. They did the same thing with Latu, by the way. Nobody mm-hmm. talked about it. Nobody knew.
Right.
And they were high, and allegedly the reports are they were trying to get back into the first round and maybe even get Latu last night to fill that void at edge. He ends up going to the Colts. Four edge rushers, by the way, went in the first round last night.
Yeah, the you know, it was interesting to see all of the you know, the offensive run, the run of offensive tackles, big guys. Latham, by the way, they told him don't give the commissioner a bear hug. He just had back surgery. Oh, you see Goodell last night, but it was a run on offensive linemen. I would have much rather had an offensive lineman than taking a quarterback there if you're going to do something outside the box. And we did mention that briefly this week, and we gave you every single option, including defensive tackle. But, yeah, I mean, look, if you couldn't trade back, as Steve Weiss reported, that's it. You know, and as we believe, it was even harder to try to trade up. It was impossible to get up to where Jaden Daniels – you'd have to give up three number ones to get to where – and they weren't coming
so
off.
Rich.
And the Commanders also, I think they see Jaden Daniels, despite that Hunger Games-type workout for all
sure.
the quarterbacks.
For
what
sure.
that was, I still don't understand. But Dan Quinn, maybe. But that's a team – which identified, you know, a guy who could be generational for that franchise. And they took him. And they weren't going to come off it.
No, no.
And none of the other quarterbacks, not named Jaden Daniels and Caleb, was I interested. I do like Penix. Had Penix been there for us in the second round, which he's never going to – I always thought he was going to be a first-round pick. I just never imagined he'd be top 10. I always thought the Raiders would come up to us at 8 for Penix. And I thought that might be one of our chances to, you know, stock up this year.
J.J. McCarthy goes. People said he wasn't. Penix goes. People had him later in this first round, even in the early second, to Mike's point. Some people, you know why those guys went? Because the teams had conviction on taking them. It's just that
sure.
simple.
It's the courage of your conviction,
and
these guys have on Penix.
And that's the difference, Mike. I mean, like, I six quarterbacks in the top 15? Now, we were over on that last night when we asked you.
We were down on Bo Nix, and now Peyton's going to – some people do say that there are elements to Drew Brees in the pocket
okay.
and processing. With Bo Nix, and that, but again, let's be honest. You know, for the genius Sean Payton is, he hasn't done diddly squat without a quarterback named Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yeah, totally. But six taken in the first 15 was impressive, and it was the story of the draft, and certainly what we did was the story of the first round. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So, surprises last night outside of what happened with us, okay? And it was only a surprise, again, because everybody was looking at their mock drafts thinking that that was what was supposed to happen. These teams have ideas of their own, and you saw it. I mean, the quarterbacks are a prime example of that as they went off the board. But, Mike, Marvin Harrison goes where we expected, right? Cardinals, fourth overall.
He was not affected one iota
no.
by the not doing the combine or anything else that some old, angry former general manager might have said on TV about.
Rome Odunze, so you get your quarterback, we said this, and right. your wide receiver. And by the way, they're boys, they know each other, they were super excited for it with the Bears. So you get Rome at 9, you got Caleb at 1. That played out. You mentioned Bo Nix. Brock Bowers to the Raiders. I feel bad for Brock Bowers because
right.
they don't have a delivery system right now.
Right.
He's a hell of a player, but this is like Brock's going there, and it's like, hey, we got a lot more building to do, and we really like you. And I'm like, damn.
Raiders,
I was hoping he'd get a better quarterback.
Well, he doesn't have a quarterback. Raiders wanted Michael Penix. The Raiders blog was saying that was it. And they were no one was more stunned by our move than the Vegas Raiders.
They could have came and got it, right? But they weren't willing to do that.
Well, we may never know because I'm not sure we're going to get the skinny. No, they don't have to tell us what was offered or
no.
what wasn't offered unless
no.
if the general manager of our team fell in love with Penix Jr. and there was no budging him off that pick – then apparently no offers. You could argue maybe we're gonna sway him. One other thing, we didn't know how high Joe Alt was going to go. One thing I got right on this draft was how much Harbaugh loves the physicality of getting his offensive line set as he did in San Francisco. It's pretty funny. He was asked last night in L.A., what about all the offensive weapons? He goes, I consider an offensive tackle a weapon.
He's right because you have to be physical up front. If you can run the football, that is a weapon. If you're one of the best top leading rushing teams in the league, that's a weapon. So I agree. That to me was a no-brainer. He's not going to go away from his philosophy right. and his foundation of what he believes. The edge rushers in the order they went off the board, okay? It was Latu at 15 to the Colts. Byron Murphy, everybody loves Byron Murphy, yeah. okay, by the way. He goes second off the board, second defensive player
Pete
taken.
Carroll, by the way, loving that pick. Yeah. Apparently reached that word got out in Seattle, even though he's no longer, he's a consultant. He loved the pick because yeah. he loves defense.
Dallas Turner then goes from Alabama, hi Alabama fans, at 17 to the Vikings. And then, you know, you look and you go, all right, Jared Verse then went later after Marius Mims at 19. But that was the run on the edge rushers, right? And then you had to wait until the end of the draft. I think it was pick, what was it? Almost at the end of the draft there.
It was a Darius Robinson.
Chuck Robinson.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
At 21.
Yeah, Darius Robinson, who, again, physical freak. A lot of guys compare him size-wise, you know, I mean, to a number of the elite edge rushers in the league right now. I thought, you know, Jared Verse, as we said earlier, the first defensive pick, who'd have thought the Rams are going to go defense, but they go get Jared Verse. Huge. I mean, like, you know, maybe he's got to develop some more moves, but he's physical.
You mean their first round
yeah,
pick.
The Rams. It's the first time the Rams have had a first-round pick under Sean McVay as head coach, and they go defense.
Yeah, but you just lost the most dominant defensive player of his generation, so they had to. I mean, like, that to me is like, okay, we need to go try to replace this with the young guys they have. But outside of that, like, what else jumped out at you in the first round?
It was late in the evening, but Ricky Pearsall, who we didn't really talk much about from Florida, who is not that – he's not undersized. He's 6 feet, and he's – look, he took big hits in the SEC. He makes unbelievable – you know, the famous one-handed catch he made, which made all the highlight reels this year. So are they going to move off of Ayuk? Are they going to move off of Debo? But they go get Ricky Pearsall with 31. And the other thing that was kind of funny, I had to laugh. Kansas City and your Buffalo, you trade – Buffalo makes a trade with your nemesis, the guys who've kept you out of the Super Bowl 3 of the last 5 years, and they go get the fastest receiver in the draft in Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, hook him. I think this is a brilliant pick for the Chiefs. I just do. I think,
and that's why the Chiefs – you want to talk about guys playing chess?
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, but they have the foundation. When you got Patrick Mahomes, he's making everybody better. Rasheed Rice last year.
If you feel this guy could be your next, you know, you think about what Tariq Hill did in that offense,
sure.
You've got this kind of speed now with Patrick Mahomes, giddy up.
Yeah, it's a dangerous weapon. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're talking about the first round of the NFL draft. We're going to get back into the Falcons and talk plenty about our thoughts in regards to taking Michael Penix 8th overall. NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, I got to say this, too, about the Penix pick. You don't do this unless your owner is okay with it.
But was he? What did you make of the War Room video?
The War Room video had to do with them trying to get back into the first round.
Okay. I mean, he's talking – I mean, Arthur –
people want to make that out to be –
that's what I'm asking.
Him explaining himself as if, well, this is why we did it. Wasn't that. It was, we're doing this, and I'm attempting to try to get back in the first round to go get an edge rusher in one of these picks.
Well, my first reaction was Arthur Blank drove this, the way he drove the Deshaun Watson thing, which nobody wants to claim. You know, nobody wants to take ownership on that move. My first reaction was Arthur, they never want to be in that desert of quarterback hell. So it seemed like it smelled to me like an Arthur Blank move, but we'll never know because no one's ever going to cop to it.
Well, I'm going to cop to it and say that I think it's an Arthur Blank move. And I think that Arthur Blank not only signed off on it, this is something he wanted. You don't make this move, Mike, this high in the draft
right.
on a quarterback when you've just invested the money that you talked about without the owner saying, let's do it. You just don't.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to tell you that is my opinion. That's where I'm at. But what do I know?
Right. Well, I mean, hell, it's great if you can spend $100 million guaranteed on the greatest bluff in history to go secure your 8th overall pick.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Mike, in 2 years, we will be critical of Terry Fontenot and whether this worked or it didn't
right.
because he's the general manager. But this move doesn't happen unless your owner says, let's go.
First the GM in the NFL to go skill position 4 years in a row. Other teams that did that, Raiders in the early 2000s and Detroit Lions, which did not do anything for those teams.
All right. We are trying to figure out and find more information out about our newest Falcon. That is Michael Penix Jr., guy that coached him, knows him well. Kalen DeBoer, who is the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, joined the morning shift this morning. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what he had to say coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who doesn't love, you know, the glitz and the glamour of American football, you know?
Let's go, let's go!
When it comes to the 2024 NFL Draft, nobody's got you covered like us.
Back down to Dukes and Bell, live at the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons headquarters with our continuing coverage of round two of the NFL Draft on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good choice.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are talking about Michael Penix Jr., 8th overall pick. And guy just asked me on social media. And by the way, I got to say this too. This guy just came at me and he was like, tell the Falcons thanks for screwing up the draft again. And I'm like, okay, I didn't have anything to do with this, okay? All I did was bring you the scenarios that could play out. And one of those was we draft Michael Penix. And I said to you guys 3 days ago.
You said it.
They really like him. And this is a real possibility.
And I said, nonsense.
And Mike said nonsense. And by the way, 90% of the audience said nonsense. Right. I got messages from the other day. I don't know why you're doing this. You playing radio. I don't even know what that is.
We don't do that here on the show.
I tried to tell you guys what
we don't do that here.
This is what I'm hearing. Right. And I said, they really like him. And they're not the only ones. And then we find out last night they weren't the only ones. So don't be upset at us. I get it. You want us to be upset enough that whatever you're saying, we're going to tell them. They hear it, guys. They know. All right? They listen to us, too. So right. It's one of those things where we are just going to go at this as best as possible. But I understand the frustration. So I was just going to say, guys, said Dukes, Mike seems a little bit more upset at this than you. Because I told you guys I want to see where this goes. Mike is a little bit more on edge, okay?
Don't push me
because I'm close to the edge. I want to see where this goes. Right. Monday, I could easily come back in here and be PO'd and say this draft is crap. But I'm not willing to go there because you don't like the first pick that last night.
Right.
So I'm just – it's not that I was shocked because I laid it out to you guys.
Right.
But Mike is like most of you today going, what the hey and why would we do this?
And, guys, I told Carl last night, we were joking around back and forth, I've seen this before. I just know where this is going to go. And I hope and I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that Kirk Cousins has success and then he passes the baton, Penix picks it up, and we can have hopefully – now, again, I'm not going to invoke Steve Young after Joe Montana. That'd be the dream scenario, right? But, I mean, hopefully have that kind of success. What I see is a level of a quarterback controversy developing because the backup is always the most popular guy on a freaking team in college or pro. There's always guys out there that never like the Cousins pick from the jump. And there's dudes that are going to be pumping them. They'll be pumping that hard. And so then you get to, if we don't address them again, guys, this is, as I said earlier in the show, it's just the first chapter in this draft book. We may kill it. We may find guys in the second, third, fourth round, like a Grady Jarrett in the fifth, guys that become Pro Bowlers, guys who are going to be mainstays on this team. So the first sticker shock or reaction is, well, that didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense, but we'll see the rest of the draft. I'm just curious, when we talked to Terry Fontenot at 6, to go through some of the scenarios, how it played out.
Sure.
When did they fall in love with Penix? And if you identified Penix as your guy after the combine, if you were intrigued after the combine, why didn't you just sign Gardner Minshew as a Band-Aid and go draft Penix? You know, why didn't you just go get some placeholder, and then if you fell in love with Penix, and then Penix would be your guy?
It's a great question. I'm just assuming, Mike, that Arthur Blank and company didn't want to go through the same scenario we just went through. How frustrated were we as a fan base with the quarterback situation?
But this is almost swinging it so far the other way that you've almost got total redundancy. Well, it's almost like you bought a brand new pickup truck and you then went back to the dealership and got another pickup truck.
But you wanted a guy that could play quarterback. We got that in Cousins. And now you're looking at a guy that could be the future. That is how I see this. We'll talk to Terry at 6. Let's hear from Kalen DeBoer, guys. He is the head coach at Alabama now. He, of course, was the coach and has known Michael Penix a very long time. He joined the morning shift with Tiff and Mike and Bo this morning, and they asked him, who are the Falcons getting in Michael Penix?
I mean, I could go on and on, but I've had a chance. You know, 2019, got a chance with him 1 year, and then the last 2 years at Washington. And, you know, I think his story is probably well understood, his journey and all that. And so, you know, even from a distance, he becomes a guy that's easy to root for. But, you know, the amazing thing is once you really get to know him, man, you realize what this guy's really all about. And, you know, it's not just his desire to be the best, you know, amazing football player, but it's about who he is as a person, and all his things that he's gone through have shaped who he is. And, you know, he's only gotten better because of all these experiences. But you know, he's a guy that's gonna be in the community, and you know, all the fans are gonna love who he is. And you know, he's gonna give himself not just to his teammates and everyone there with the Falcons organization, but the community as well. So he's just a super special. I can't say kid, right? I mean, he's an adult, and he's a grown man, you know, as we've seen in how he plays and just his nature of who he is as a person.
It's interesting to hear you say that, Coach, because I swear, if I just close my eyes, it almost sounds like Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and their, you know, the context they were putting in last night. They had a lot of the same things to say. Coach, you have more of a front row seat than almost anybody, and a lot has been made, you know, in national circles about Michael Penix's injuries in the past. But it seems like once he got to Washington, those were all in the past. There was not an issue anymore. What transition do you think he made, or what do you think he was doing differently, or that he might have learned along the way that allowed him to stay healthy and play those games and kind of set all those records for the last couple of years at Washington?
You know, his injury in 2021 at Indiana, and that was the year before he came to us at Washington. You know, that injury was one that didn't really bleed into the off season, and so that 2022 off season, he got a full year. You know, and I don't know, he might give a little different answer, but when I look back on it and have some perspective on the question that gets asked many times, like you just did, you know, I think he had a full off season. You know, stacked a lot of days on top of each other. As he built up his body, and you know, as he went through the season, did a great job, you know, continued to stay that course. And then, you know, really, you know, doubled down with this last 2023 off season and got 2 years of really building himself up, you know. And, you know, we talk in terms of making yourself, you know, metal, you know, and just, you know, a machine that can't be broken. And that's, you know, a lot of times physically, but we also talk mentally. And you know, he's got the mental game and knew what his goals were, what his dreams were, knew he was capable from a talent standpoint, knew he had the makeup mentally, and now it's just a matter of going to work. And he did that over 2 years, and I think he's been able to sustain the hits and long season that we just had together. So, you know, I think that's a lot of it. You know, he did a good job, I think, learning from the situations he was maybe in and put himself in, and, you know, you know, was able to stay upright a lot, not take an unnecessary hit. So did a great job for us that way too.
Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, when I remember Michael Penix from Indiana, you know, the highlight against Penn State where he's scrambling down the sideline and he dives for the end zone, it felt like when he went to you guys in Washington, he kind of reinvented who he was as a player, where he became more of a pocket passer, where when he's in the pocket, he's looking to pass. He moves to throw. How did he make that transition? Because I don't think when he went to Washington, someone would say, we had Brock Heward the other day, and he said he was the best pure passer in the history of the University of Washington. I don't think someone would have said that about him when he left Indiana. How did he make that transition?
You know, like I said, you know, the year at Indiana that I had, 2019 with him, I mean, you know, what I think people, I think they maybe have a little idea of the type of athlete he is, but I mean, this guy can run. He's super athletic. As you mentioned with the play that he had in 2020 against Penn State when he was at Indiana, you know, but, and we utilized, we had to, you know, we had to utilize his game and, you know, we're running zone reads a lot. We're running, the power read game where he's got a lot of chances to keep the football. We needed every bit of that, I think there, to help us win football games. And he, you know, showed out, you know, made those plays. And he always, I really feel, had that pocket passer, piece to him. I mean, you know, he just all of a sudden, you know, change who he was. He had that ability. And I remember him standing up there and stepping into, you know, pressure that was coming right in his face many times back in even 2019. So, you know, I think, you know, we probably, as much as anyone, as a staff, just really tried to understand that, man, we have a special talent here. We need to make sure we're smart about how we utilize him. And, you know, a lot of that was more of just, you know, the pocket, but, you know, he throws on the run extremely well. We were able to move him around and, you know, only utilize the running piece when we really need to. You know, I think we brought some of those things out in the Texas game back in the national semifinal this last year. And it was stuff that, you know, he'd run back in the previous years, you know, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, we're utilizing his running ability again. And he moved the chains with his legs multiple times in that game alone.
As the former Washington head coach, now the Crimson Tide head coach, but that was his guy. And, Carl, you and I said it for guys who missed it. We're debating the logic behind the pick. No one debates this kid's story. Because, right, as you heard from Kalen DeBoer, it's an amazing story, a kid who overcame a lot of adversity, the knee injuries, to become a top 10 pick. We're looking forward to talking to him. He'll be with us around 4:30.
Yeah, he can play. There's no debating what he did in college and all the things, man. I mean, listen, and by the way, I get back to this, and not that it makes it any better if you feel like this was the wrong pick. That's just how you're going to feel until he starts winning games. That's just how you're going to feel. But I will say this. We were not the only ones who right. thought this highly of his skill set. We said it over and over. He's number two on a lot of teams' boards. And when you hear the Saints or some of these other teams that wanted quarterbacks could not move to go get him,
right.
And then we get him. I think that should be, if anything, right now, a silver lining to say that's where the respect level was for what Michael Penix brings to your football team.
A couple of guys brought up some interesting facts saying that if Penix is on the field as a starter, Caleb McGarry becomes the blind side protector because Penix is left-handed, first lefty since Mike Vick, by the way.
That's true.
But his style is more of a Kirk Cousins pocket passer.
Yeah.
So that dynamic will be the same. So it is apples to apples when we talk about these guys, and certainly during preseasons, which will then get our quarterback controversy in 3, 2,
yeah,
1.
Yeah, it's very possible. We put out a picture only because we share with you guys. We don't have to. The Falcons, right, got us a cake. We told you guys we had the number one show, and we tell you that all the time. And whether you believe it or not, the ratings tell us differently.
Yes.
But we put a picture out there because they got us a nice Dukes and Bell. Congratulations, number one show in ATL. And guys are already hitting us up. They softening y'all up for today. That's what the Falcons are doing. Well, no, they're actually saying congratulations on what we were able to accomplish. Right.
And trying to soften.
All that, too. And so we're very respectful of that. But I love these comments from guys.
Yes.
It's like, you know, no, man, we're just sharing with you guys. It's a nice gesture. It doesn't mean anything as far as us doing our job today, okay? We're still going to do our job and ask everything that needs to be asked. And we're going to get into it with the guys that we need to talk to. So, but Christopher hit us up, and he's like, very thoughtful.
No, this will not deter us from asking hard questions.
It's crazy. All right, man, we got plenty more to get to. Turtle is here with us. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Ah, man, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
I just tweeted a picture of the cake. I said, no, this will not deter us. We're going Mike Wallace on the GM.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to ask the questions that need to be asked. But I love it. Like Christopher, low-hanging fruit. Come on, Christopher. We're coming back. Turtle's got Yeah Man, No Man. More on Michael Penix. And more of your calls, by the way, at 404-726-0929. How you feeling? It's Dukes and Bell.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you know you can play the game from any smart-enabled device? Just tell your device to play Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9 The Game from Odyssey.
Now, get the latest on your Falcons, Hawks United, or anything else Atlanta sports-related. Try today and start listening from anywhere. Try it on your favorite smart device now. From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
By the way, tonight, round two, we have a second round pick and two thirds. Okay, so we're going to see what happens tonight. And then, of course, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds two and three. So make sure you're here tonight. Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan live for the final four rounds. We've got you covered. We're taking your phone calls all the way up until 2 a.m. on both nights, guys. The NFL draft live all weekend on 92.9 The Game. Mike and I, Turtles here, Jersey Mike as well, our on-site engineer. We're all up here at Flowery Branch today in probably about 15 minutes. We're going to get a chance. He will actually address the media here.
Right.
We're talking about Michael Penix Jr. in about 30 minutes. And then about 30 minutes after that, he's going to come sit down with us.
Right. Guys, you know, questioning the process, having your own idea of what the draft is going to be. Most of us had a little, again, was shocked and stunned. But the perfect world is Cousins has success, and then Michael Penix Jr. will have success. Yeah. And then Fontenot and Coach Ra will be redeemed for the people that are giving him heat, like me right now, because I still don't really understand the logic behind it. But as we said earlier, we were looking forward to talking to the young man, because I defended him. I remember there's a couple of guys, and by the way, I know I got your name. I got your number. I argued with guys because I always felt Penix was going to be a first-round pick, you know, and I just had no idea he'd be top 10, let alone going to the Falcons.
Sure.
Because I thought the accuracy, you know, it's something Fran Tarkenton used to say, because we knew Mike Vick had tremendous athleticism, but he was always a work in progress with his accuracy. And Fran Tarkenton used to tell us, you can't coach accuracy. And this kid's got it.
He does.
He's got it in bunches and can't wait to see it.
The most exciting thing for me is, you know, the vertical part, man.
Exactly.
I mean, like I told you, nobody throws a better deep ball than this kid, man. Like, nobody. In this draft, nobody.
You cannot argue that.
No. And for where we've been, and we talk about explosive plays and making those big, exciting plays, we need a lot more of that.
Right.
Now, Kirk Cousins throws a really good deep ball as well, but I'm just talking about the future. Like, that gets me excited to know that we're going to see a lot of that down the road. All right, man. It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on, man? How you doing this Friday?
I'm doing good. I'm going on my fifth hour of being here up at Flowery Branch, having a great time.
Okay.
Jersey Mike was kind enough to drive me up this morning, so I was here for all of Andy and Randy, and now I'm rocking and rolling with you guys. So,
what, you have a buffet breakfast up here? You had a big brunch, right? A big lunch? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it was great.
I'm going to say that's a no.
Okay, okay.
Now, I know in years past now, the media will be assembled. Atlanta's media elite,
yes,
just
they
a
will.
Few doors down
yes,
from
they
us,
will
be assembled, and usually it's a pizza party.
There are Sternos out in the hallway, but they're empty.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But they were empty when I got here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, but those trays could be filled with goodness.
They could be. They could
it
be.
Could
pizza
be chicken
party. Now,
it has been historically chicken quesadillas.
That's true.
We also do have a gigantic cake sitting right in front of us.
Yes, we do.
Thanks to the Falcons. The pictures are up at Dukes and Bell 929 at Mike Bell 18. Put them up. See Dukes.
Yeah, man.
Our ratings cake.
We gotta cut into this thing, don't we?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm on a no-sugar diet, but we'll definitely get into
this. Oh, no, I'm cutting into
this.
It's a Friday. You know, I'm doing the diet thing, too, but we'll have a little slice.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Celebratory slice. All right. The NFL is going to look a lot different next year. And what I mean by that is, according to Yahoo Sports, NFL players will now be allowed to wear protective guardian caps over their helmets in-game use this season.
So you've seen those sleeves you see in practice, which provide an extra layer of protection. What was it? Was it Mark Kelso used to wear it for the Buffalo Bills?
Sure did.
That second layer of looked kind of like the big kazoo
and
on
wear,
the Flintstones.
They wear them at practice a lot.
With those shells,
So you're going to be able to wear them in-game.
In-game.
Obviously, it'll match your helmet color design, so it doesn't look
and
weird.
And according to the research, 52% reduction in concussion symptoms. Mm.
I take that. I mean,
aesthetically, it sucks.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
It looks bad.
It looks like you got a beanbag on your head. Yeah. But, you know.
Ironically, the picture that they used to go with the tweet is Kyle Pitts wearing one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he looks.
No, aesthetically, it's almost like you put a beret on top of the head.
It really does. Yeah, aesthetically, but safety first, okay?
Right on.
And if you're telling me this is going to lessen concussions, which means guys don't miss time, and by the way, we know this now, right, with the NFL, you get concussed, you're done for 2 weeks.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's
99% of the time it's 2 weeks.
That's so if that's going to help, I'm for it. It's just, you know, it looks weird. But, okay, so be it.
Yeah, I think it will be one of those things that we look back on in 2 years and be like, oh, yeah, I'm so used to it now. It doesn't even register anymore.
Yeah, like I said.
It's like those patches that Mike, you hate those patches on the Braves uniforms.
I've got a good friend who works for QuickCrete.
Yeah.
I know they're an awesome company based here in Metro Atlanta.
Yeah.
We all love QuickCrete. Spend some advertising dollars at 99 QuickCrete. I just hate the patches. I hate the commercialization because I think once you put that toe in the water, more is to come. And then there'll be stuff on the – you're already seeing stuff on the helmets now. And next thing you know, you're going to look like a check cashing store like they do in South Korea. I don't want that to go that far.
And I only bring that up to say, like, Mike hates it. I don't even realize it's there.
Yeah.
So to your point, maybe 2 years from now, if they're wearing these protective, you know, helmets.
Now, in the NBA, some look cool. I mean, like, you know, like the Harley Davidson patch on the Bucks, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, some of those don't look they don't look too over the top. Some companies, again, I still don't even know what the company is. Was it
Rakuten?
Recruiting
yeah,
company?
Rakuten, yeah.
Whatever the word
is. It's a job recruiting site?
No, it's a multi-platform marketing.
So as soon as you said that, you lost me.
Yeah. They set like you can buy and sell.
Do they build it to scale currently?
Yeah, you can. I think you can like buy and sell.
I hate those
stuff.
Industry terms, but yes, back to you.
And if you remember, the Clippers have been sponsored by a dating app.
Yeah, they
Bumble,
have.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
Which is a female first dating app.
Hey, yeah. They choose you, right?
Yeah, they choose you. A guy that's not really being chosen by anybody in the NFL is David Tepper. Widely viewed as the worst owner in the NFL. And he made headlines today because apparently, before the draft last night, he was driving, and he was caught by the eye of a local establishment, which had a sign out front that read, "Let the coach and GM make the picks," referring to meddling nature.
Wow.
So what did he do?
He didn't allow it.
He went into the store.
Oh.
There's surveillance video that has surfaced of him. There's no audio, unfortunately,
right.
So I can't play.
Is it a goof, or is he actually getting angry, man?
No, he goes into the store. And he has a conversation with the employees there about taking down the sign.
Well, he tried to punk some people.
It has been speculated now since that he attempted to do so in a playful nature. But he still wanted the damn thing down.
Of course.
So, yes, I was going to say, how playful was he?
Yeah. You know what he said when he walked in. Do you know who I am? That's how that starts.
I run this city.
Yeah, that's how
this
starts.
I need the name of the owner of this establishment. I'm going to buy this place and turn it into a parking lot.
With the cash in my pocket, I'm going to buy this place. Yeah, he tried to punk him. But, you know, they didn't give in, though, right, from what we understand?
I think the sign.
Oh, come on.
Man, come on.
Yeah. Can I interest you, Falcons Nation, in what'd you call him, Mike? White Boy Rick?
White Boy Rick?
Okay, he is apparently
Cooper DeJean,
the best player available, according to ESPN, left on the draft.
Show enough.
With an overall grade of a 90. The Falcons apparently, as we said, were aggressive in trying to move back up into the first round for Latu.
Right.
Would they do the same thing tonight and try to get the best defender on the board?
I do think that's a part of the plan. Obviously, Terry, I will tell you guys before you even ask, you know, what are you going to do tonight? He's not going to come in here and say, by the way, we've got deals on the table with the Bengals, the Jets. He's not going to do that. But my guess is the answer is yes. And the reason is because I'm hoping we can acquire at least another pick. But this second and these two thirds are critical tonight. They are critical.
I'll give you a couple of names. I like at least the names I mocked in the second round. Didn't expect Kool-Aid McKinstry to be there. He'll probably be gone by the time we selected 43.
Because nine teams are picking in front of us.
Correctamundo. But Braden Fisk.
Okay.
If you want the same kind, if you like what you got from Grady, this would be an heir apparent for Grady Jarrett. I love Braden Fisk. Fisky's the dude down at FSU. Kamari Lassiter for the Dogs. I think I want to say Mike Johnson had him on his mock draft. TJ Tampa from Iowa State could be there as a corner. Those are just some names off the top of my head. Ennis Rakestraw from Mizzou. Some guys had him mocked to us, by the way, if we went D-line in the first round.
It would be a little bit of a reach, but Chris Braswell's also there.
Yep.
That is a reach.
Who was Dallas Turner's running mate?
Running mate. Right.
Somebody's going to go get Jerzon Newton. He's a guy that was a combine darling out of Illinois at D-tackle.
Yeah, I only say Braswell's a reach because I think Nealon or Darius Robinson. I like Darius Robinson.
Nealon is the dude. Now, you know me. I've been on this Nealon thing. I've asked every one
Western
of our dudes.
Michigan.
And I told you, man, in the mock drafts I did, he never got out of the second round. We always got snaked by either the Ravens or the Patriots on this cat. But I'm telling you, if you watch, I had one guy go, what do you know about Western Michigan. I watched the friggin' combine, and then they show you the tape.
Yes, they do.
Marshawn Nealon, if we got this guy, I would certainly be less upset about where we've gone so far if we get an edge rusher like that.
But this gets us back to there are, and I know you're going to say, well, yeah, we didn't get one in the first round. Doesn't matter where you get him.
Just get him.
As long as you get him, and more importantly, there is not that much difference. I know people don't want to believe this, from the guys that were taken last night to the first four guys that are going to be taken today. Right. Nealon and Robinson kid at Mizzou. Guys, he's 6'5", 285. He was first team all SEC, led the team in tackles for loss, sacks. Mike, you want to talk about SEC guy?
Right.
It's Mizzou, so you might have a problem with that. But the fact is, there are guys on the board who make sense for us.
He actually was taken last night.
Darius Robinson.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Cardinals traded up to go
get
him.
Dude, and they love his size-wise. I mean, he looks 6'5". Like someone to rip your head off.
So also, I'll mention one other guy because we already have one Penn State edge rusher. And that is Adisa Isaac.
Who was opposite Chop Robinson.
Correct. 6'4", 250. There are edge rushers available. That's the point.
Right. But again, there's the dudes that I know I mock, and sometimes you guys mock me, but it's just so can we have these conversations about some of these guys, like Marshawn Nealon. There's also a little bit later. There's a couple of dudes that, again, this is more third round, but there's a Kansas has got a kid. There's a couple of edge rushers, Carl, that I just love that third round picks Rams did that Raheem Morris was part of, remember?
For the defense.
In that process, and I just want to get the names out there because Austin Booker, 6'6", out of Kansas.
He's another one.
Described as raw, but that might be somebody maybe in the third round.
Yes. And by the way, this is the next group of edge.
Right.
So this was either late first round into the second, and then you get past these guys and you start talking about third round guys. But, Mike, I'm with you. And that's why I am not ready to just go all crazy yet. Maybe I will on Monday.
Right.
But I'm not ready to do that because I need to see what Terry does tonight. What else you got, Turtle?
Yeah, and that would take us to the second pick in the third round. And a guy that could be targeted that might be available is Jalen Polk, who was Rome Odunze's running mate at Washington. All right, Big O, I'm going to channel my inner Carl Dukes here. The question and the answer is, can he play?
Can he play? Can he play?
Can he play?
That's it. That's all I care about. By the way, I like the gene. I think that would be a good
some guys have him as a safety and not as a corner.
I
could use that too.
I like Hellam still. I wanted Quinyon Mitchell bad. That was one dude I was really hoping for last night.
I really like those picks for the Lions.
Right.
And I think it was the Eagles, right? Late. I'm trying to think back to the first round.
The Eagles.
Terry and Arnold with the Lions.
But the Eagles get defense, man.
Mitchell for the Eagles.
The Eagles always get defense. They just always seem to get the playmakers.
Well, and the Mitchell story. I mean, last night I'm sitting there. I'm almost in tears. I mean, this kid is just such a giver. And I'm like, what a great situation he's going to. So, yeah, the rich get richer there, no doubt about it. Hey, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, more of your calls, and we're going to get a chance to hear from Michael Penix Jr. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.